How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Netflix made an announcement today that I'm so excited about.
Hey, you were telling me about this. I almost don't believe you.
It's so cool. The Montreal Comedy Festival is coming up. Mike Alto will be there because he's friends with a lot of the guys. Yeah. So he went last year.
I remember.
So jelly, right?
When he posts those pictures and he's hanging out with Bobby Kelly and Big J.
Yeah, I know.
Who was the other big guy? Ari Shaffir.
He knows everybody.
I was like, dude!
I know.
I just wanted to sit there and just like melt.
I mean, I know a few of those guys because I'm lucky enough to I've opened for him before, but he's friends.
Like they have each other's numbers.
Yeah. Like I'm not buddies with Bobby Kelly, but he knows me and I know him. I've worked with him a few times, but yeah, like I'm saying, I'm not texting him, you know, like he's not coming to my house when he's in town and eating dinner, you know, like,
yeah, definitely not.
Mike's on like friend to friend. He might be, the most friends, like he might have the more like one-on-one real life friendships with comedians of any radio personality, you know, besides like Howard, you know what I mean? Like, And there's a lot of big time radio personalities that know comics.
Kelt has never, I mean, I've seen him do stand up like at a live event or something like that.
I've seen him a couple times.
Right. But he's never like tried to pursue it, has he? Like, seriously?
No,
okay.
No, God, no. The first time he did it, it was pretty funny. I wasn't on the station yet, and there was an event at the Improv called Off the Mic on the Stage, and it was a charity event for media members to do stand-up comedy. So there was like Frank Robertson used to be on Fox 13, and Mike Calta headlined the event, but there was all these Fisher, who used to be on the station, that does the Wake Dot show in the morning on Facebook. There was a lot of media members there, and I got invited. The guy that put it together, he goes, hey, man, you want to be a part of this event? And I go, I'm not a member of the media. And he goes, yeah, but you got a pretty popular podcast. Good enough. Come on out and be in it. So I was like, all right. So I got up and did, you know, my little set. And
hell yeah.
Keep the crowd right in the crotch, man. Just take that crowd. Take that. It was really nice. And then I got to hang out with all these news people. So that was the first time I'd really kind of mingled with a whole group of media people. And this was probably 3-4 years before I was ever on the air. So it was really fun. That was the first time I saw Calta do a five or 10 minute comedy set. It was good.
That's awesome though. Yeah. So although he's not himself like a stand up, I mean, obviously he has a great appreciation for the craft and all of his buddies are stand-up.
He understands it. Yeah.
Right. And he's a funny dude.
Mm-hmm.
Calta's really funny.
Yeah. He could just tell stories. If he's not like a punchline setup kind of guy. He's a let me tell a funny story with punchlines in it kind of guy.
And then when he like laughs, like he has a very high pitched laugh when he gets like really into it. That just I die when he laughs like that.
From what I hear, girls love a fat funny guy. They just love it. You know what I mean?
Is there someone behind me you're looking at?
No.
You said girls like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Girls.
Oh.
Love.
You're looking
fat
at me.
Fat guys.
What?
You're a girl.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you for validation. Yeah. You like Patrice O'Neal when he was alive, right?
Yeah, I like Patrice O'Neal.
Funny,
not
funny fat guy.
Sexually.
Funny fat guy.
Not sexually.
You never got to hang
out
with
him. Yeah, my dad just sent me a Patrice O'Neal clip. Like, I haven't seen it. My dad, he's just like, oh, look at this new comedian I found. I'm like, Dad, he's been dead for like six years.
Oh, Daddy, no.
Come on, Papa Hummel. Get with the program.
So sad.
He is funny, though, Dad. 100%. Agree with you there.
Well, here's what Netflix announced. And this is so dope. Now, all these comedians from around the world go to the festival. So what they're going to do, they're going to record 47 half-hour comedy specials during the festival. And then they're going to drop all 47 specials on the same day in 2019. The date hasn't been announced yet. But you're talking about, number one, saturating the market. Like, I mean, I guess they have pretty big servers. They can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really cool for these comics. Now, they picked 4 U.S. comics. And
do you know who they are?
Chris D'Elia is one of them.
Okay.
Nick Swartzen's one of them.
Oh, last time I saw him, he's not good.
Well,
he dipped off.
They went with popularity, I think, more than anything. But for a lot of the comics that are unknown from other countries, this is a really cool opportunity for them to be household names, because that's what Netflix will do that for you. And that's why I've been wanting to record a special and just pitch it to them. Just give it to them, because they buy thousands and thousands of specials every year.
I can't even think of, besides Jim Jefferies, I don't, if you even want to call him a household name.
Right.
I don't
Jim
even.
Jim Jefferies is definitely a household name.
But again, with people like you and me, maybe.
Stand up.
Right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't. Like, people know who Kevin Hart is. They know Amy Schumer, that's Chris Rock. But when it comes to, I'd say he's one level below them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't even think of an internet or someone who's not American that's a household name. As a stand-up comedian, I would say Jim Jefferies is probably the most popular.
No.
Maybe Noah or Trevor Noah. I don't know.
No. And I don't know why I'm brain farting.
I know a bunch. Like Jimmy Carr and all of them. But I don't know. I feel like most of them are American that at least we're aware of.
Who do you think is the most successful comedian alive? Oh, Seinfeld.
Stand-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Seinfeld's pretty good. Most success. What are we judging success on? Money? Just strictly money?
Popularity.
Like pop culture
money,
icon.
Most successful comedian on a worldwide basis.
On a worldwide, I would say Seinfeld's up there. Would you say Chappelle?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Still alive today.
Yeah. Still very popular, and the guy sells out arenas everywhere he goes. Yeah.
Stand up. Only does stand up?
Yeah. That's what he's known for.
Is it Rogan?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Can I get a hit?
He's Indian.
Oh, Russell Peters.
Thank you.
Yeah, Russell Peters.
That is the one I was waiting. Russell Peters.
He's got, like, family likability.
Uh-huh.
A Canadian. Yeah, he's not American.
No, but anywhere in the world. He goes to India, sells out a stadium.
Yeah.
He goes to England, sells out a stadium. Mm-hmm. Goes to China, sells out a stadium.
Indian people are everywhere, dude. There's over a billion of them, and they all love Russell Peters.
He's funny.
He's funny. He's very likable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When you think popularity and household names, Russell Peters, big time. But in America, for some reason, not as much. You know what I mean? Like, if you ask somebody on the street, what do you think of Russell Peters? I'd be like, I have no idea. You know, I guarantee you, 8 out of 10 people wouldn't know who he is.
I think he really obviously speaks to minorities. Like, he talks a lot about Chinese people. He talks a lot about Indian people.
Yeah.
So, not that there aren't a lot of those people here, but I would say just globally, like in the UK, tons of like Pakis, tons of Indian people, obviously in India.
Yeah.
So, I think worldwide, I can really see why he's extremely popular.
I wish I could tap into a genre, like a certain...
Niche?
Like a niche group, yeah, because like that really does work out, like Asian comics, when they have a show, their people show up for them everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. When Bobby Lee's in town, like, the Improv is sold out. And
he's on Mad TV?
Yeah. It's every Asian person in Florida shows up. For Ali Wong, if she goes somewhere, every Asian person in that area.
She's great.
She's awesome.
I love Ali Wong. I recently followed her on Instagram. Give her a follow, and also give me a follow, too.
Yeah, she's awesome.
On Homer Radio.
On Homer Radio. Johnny B. Tampa. I'm trying to catch on.
Scrum Ryan Radio.
Scrum Ryan Radio. He's also very good. Follow all of us. Also, the Johnny B. Show on Instagram.
That too.
Yeah, I still got to catch the Johnny B. Show. It's got over 1,200 followers. So we got to get it up there, guys. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Let's, Tony, what's up, man?
Hey, guys.
So,
love the show.
Thanks.
But come on, man. Russell Peters, what about Chris Rock?
Chris Rock's huge. He's one of the most successful comics in the history of comedy, but... If you look at popularity worldwide, Russell Peters, man, he's got it. I'm sorry. He's got the numbers. It's just he's filthy rich, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't buy it. I here's my thought. If we did a poll, if you asked 10, 100 people, whatever.
In the United States, Chris Rock.
More people know Chris Rock.
In the United States.
Domestically.
Yeah.
But the thing is his humor is very... African-American, and I'm saying African-American on purpose because if he goes, like, black people in the UK aren't going to really be able to relate to what he's saying. It's specifically, like, blacks in America that he's talking
to. Have you heard his C4MH commercial? It's pretty good.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's on the station.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Chris Rock.
Oh, right, right.
Him and Monica.
You know what? I have heard that.
Yeah.
It's not his best work.
And then he shouts out Mo. It's really awesome.
That's cool.
I'm Chris Rock. Hey, Monica. Am I hot?
He does a bad interpretation. I mean, I like Mo to some degree, but yeah, he does a very bad interpretation.
It could be one degree.
Call of the night. Thanks, pal. All right, later, Tony. Interpretation. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So there you go. We could post this on the Johnny B. Show page. It has a list of the comics and everything. It's pretty cool because I like it because I want to see some of these comedians from Australia that I haven't seen or from the UK that I haven't seen. Give them a chance. You know what I mean? I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. Netflix does great stuff. They have a special that dropped last week called The Lineup, the comedy lineup. And it's just a bunch of young L.A. comics that
I've never heard of. Brett Morin, I think, was on that. Do you know who that is?
Yeah. But I've watched the first three comics. I haven't watched the whole thing yet. Mm. Phenomenal. They're all great. I have no idea who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I
and
love that.
And the stand-ups
that.
Was also another series that they put on Netflix.
I
love it.
Now, I knew who all those guys are. Those are mostly New York comics, a couple of L.A. comics. But,
yeah.
Big fan of that one. That series is awesome. So let's go to Gun Control Glenn. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, Johnny, Anna, how are you guys?
Right, you too.
Hi, Glenn.
Good. It's a little bit old school. I know it's not really up to date, but my favorite comic of all time is still George Carlin.
Hell yeah, man. I mean,
yeah.
He's dead, unfortunately. But yes, I agree.
He was just unbeatable.
He was one of my inspirations. My Mount Rushmore, if I had to make a comic Mount Rushmore, Carlin, Pryor, probably...
Eddie Murphy?
Man, I don't know. It used to be Bill Cosby, but of course he's soiled that. You know, I can't say that anymore. But definitely Carlin, maybe Kinison, but definitely Carlin and Pryor are on my Mount Rushmore.
I feel like Carlin, although he was incredible at what he did, but to me, to be honest, I think of him more as a philosopher almost than a comedian.
Maybe
like
Seinfeld.
He would preach.
Maybe Seinfeld.
You know what I mean?
It.
And even though when I watch Carlin, I'm like, huh. Like, when I watched him a decade ago, I'm like, God, he's making some great points. I wasn't, like, laughing out loud as much as I do with, like, say, like, Patrice or Bill Burr or something like that. But he had so many, I don't want to say, like, truisms that he would bring forward.
He single-handedly made me agnostic.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, one special.
Yeah. He's my atheist hero.
Yeah. He made so much sense in one of his specials. I went, wow.
God damn.
This guy is absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call, Glenn.
He left us too soon. Yeah.
I agree, pal. He was actually
like 80.
Yeah, he was pretty old.
But yeah, it's still too soon.
Yeah, when he did the whole bit about, you know,
seven deadly sins.
Yeah, and if you'll burn in pits of fire and all that, he goes, but he loves you. I was like, oh my God, it's so crazy.
Actually, the only time I ever considered getting a tattoo, and I was going to get it right here, it was actually a Carlin quote. It was think off center.
Yes.
And I loved that. When I saw that, I was like, God, think off center. That's how I want to live my life. I almost got the tattoo right here on my arm.
I'll get it if you get it.
No, I'm good.
Let's get it again. Let's get matching tattoos.
No.
Tattoo babies.
No.
Is that no? Friends? Partners? No. Pals? Tattoo pals? No?
I don't like neighbors.
What?
No.
How about, look, if you get a life-size portrait of me on your back, I'll do the same for you.
I'll think about it.
I don't like...
You know what I want? I think I want to have, like, a tattoo of me, like, DJing, even though I really don't know how to DJ too well, like, on my arm with, like, my name kind of, like, on top of it. I think that'd be a good look.
I want to get a tattoo of a heroin needle, and it looks like it's stuck in my arm. Yeah. That way, when people see it, I'll go, that's a reminder of what I've overcome in my life. And then they'll be like, oh, my God, I didn't know you were a heroin addict. And I'm like, yeah, and I beat it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, so it looked like there'd actually be a needle in your arm, kind of like these a-holes.
With the guns?
But those stupid stickers of the outlets that I keep falling for. I'm like, ooh, an outlet. And then it's just a sticker.
Idiot a-holes.
Sure.
What about the guys that have like a gun tattooed to like their hip? And like it's inside their pants. And then they go shirtless. And it looks like they got a goddamn 9mm sticking out of their pants.
Not okay.
I've seen that like 5 times. Idiots. Jeff, what's up, man?
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, good. How about you?
Sorry, just excited.
I am too.
I was going to say one comedian I remember vividly as being very funny and very successful was Robin Williams.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's tiring to watch, I feel, but He was, I don't know. He was on a different level, man.
I have another one, too.
Okay, go ahead.
I was a fan of his acting.
A lot of people might be think it's controversial, but I think for a while he was on the top, and that was Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, he was a character that was for a small period of time. And look, he still books shows, but what he does now, he'll book a 200-seater and sell it for $100 a ticket and sell out. Mm-hmm. And he's happy doing that. So, yeah, he had his thing. Problem is, he hasn't written a joke in 25 years because everybody wants to hear Hickory Dickory Dock. They don't want to hear anything new. So, but, yeah, I mean, for what he was in the 80s, he was hilarious. I get it. I love Ford Fairlane. Still one of my favorite movies of the 80s. It was fun. Thanks, pal. Appreciate the call, Jeff.
All right.
Later, pal.
Bye.
727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Yeah, like I almost got booked opening for him at this bar. And he ended up bringing his own guy, so it fell through for me. I got bumped. But it was like I went to the show, and, you know, because I was, you know, one day away from working the gig. And it was the same. He was just doing the hits, man. It was like going and watching a, you know,
greatest hits album.
Bon Jovi do their first album.
That's a bad example.
You know what I'm saying?
Not everyone loves Bon Jovi. Not everyone even likes Bon Jovi.
Well, then you're a communist if you don't love Bon Jovi.
That's rude.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.